Israel returned to God and was glad. October 10. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. It was the time of the Feast of Trumpets. Many were gathered at Jerusalem. The scene was one of mournful interest. The wall of Jerusalem had been rebuilt, and the gates set up, but a large part of the city was still in ruins. On a platform of wood, erected in one of the broadest streets, and surrounded on every hand by the sad reminders of Judah's departed glory, stood Ezra, now an aged man. Certain of the priests and Levites united with Ezra in explaining the principles of the law. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. They listened, intent and reverent, to the words of the Most High. As the law was explained, they were convinced of their guilt, and they mourned because of their transgressions. But this day was a festival, a day of rejoicing, a holy convocation, a day which the Lord had commanded the people to keep with joy and gladness, and in view of this they were bidden to restrain their grief, and to rejoice because of God's great mercy toward them. The earlier part of the day was devoted to religious exercises, and the people spent the remainder of the time in gratefully recounting the blessings of God, and in enjoying the bounties that he had provided. Portions were also sent to the poor, who had nothing to prepare. There was great rejoicing, because the words of the law had been read and understood.